Welcome to Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 6.
Yep, 6, not 6, because, man, I'm probably not going to get any sex for a long, long time.
Oh, man, this is the episode that almost didn't happen, man. Yep.
We've been trying to work our new setup for the last 4,900 hours or
so. What you don't know is we got some nice new mics, we got some mic stands, we got all this good stuff, and we can't make a goddamn thing if it work.
Nope. What color is your mic, Tucker?
I got a gold mic. Nice. You know, I'm blinging right here and ain't nobody seeing nothing.
Yeah. Well, we'll promise to get some video up, so.
Yeah. We're gonna take this podcast to the next level. If we can learn how to make all the shit we got work for it right now. We spent a good couple, 3-4 hours trying to set up this new shit, and we're going back to the old style until we can master it.
Well, you are using your new gold mic, you know.
Yes, and this is a lovely mic, but see, you don't get... See, it was a combo pack, black and gold.
Yep, because I'm black.
Damn it, Wakanda.
Wakanda. Yeah.
So, what's been up with you this past week? What's new?
Well... This past Thursday was Valentine's Day, and that's probably why I'm still in trouble. Yeah, my wife just texted me. She says she's cranky, so I'm in trouble. More trouble than usual, so.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little more about Valentine's in a sec, but I heard your loan went through on the house. You going to move up to the west side.
Yep, I'm moving on up. The south side.
The south side. Yeah. Into that lovely, lovely house. When are you guys going to start the moving process and stuff?
Actually, I'm going to need your help.
Let me know what day I need to be sick real quick. Yeah.
Anyone who's free out there and who wants to carry some old stuff, new stuff, and, you know, if you want to meet the FFG guys, you know, you're welcome to come carry some furniture.
For our dozens and dozens of fans who probably already know who the fuck we are.
Yep.
God, my week. Nothing too crazy happened to me this weekend. I just did some rehab and work, and I did buy a girl dinner on Valentine's Day. I can at least say that.
Yep, a girl and a bitch.
I bought a girl dinner and a husband too. Well, I guess the husband's sitting next to me, so I can't be too mad about that.
Yeah, but thanks, man.
No, appreciate it. Was good fun. We had some really good Chinese food, like. You walk by and it's like this bougie looking place that doesn't look anything Chinese, but it was fucking delicious. Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, and
shout out to Rintan.
And yeah, just so you know, we're over here fighting to bring this podcast to the next level. We've gotten a lot of good feedback. We're gonna start trying to get video, and we just went to iTunes for verification, so hoping that goes through real well. But yeah, we got big plans for this podcast. Just hopefully we can learn how to use all the shit we got and make it the best for everyone out there.
Yeah, if anyone's curious, the reason why we made this podcast was basically to keep us accountable. We wanted this to be about a tall fat guy and a small fat guy.
Two black guys, right?
And it's something that we aren't alpha, you know, we're definitely not beta, but, you know, we're not willing to, like, spend 3 hours in the gym, or we're not genetically gifted, you know, like, if we look at food, we gain weight. So, what do regular people do to try to navigate through life and, you know, balance? And that's where our podcast is headed. So we'll have some tips and certain things going that help and make you guys laugh, and maybe, like, you can take away something each time you listen to us, so.
Speaking of laughing, my diet this week, I dieted one day out of the 7.
Nice.
I'm proud of my goddamn self. Well, I should say 2. I walked about 7 miles in one, like, Friday and Saturday. I was going nuts for Evil Japan.
What is Evil Japan?
So Fukuoka had a fighting game tournament from America, and it came out here, and man, my big-ass nerdy self, I went out there and... The funny thing was, is I was like, do I want to dress like a nerd or do I want to dress nice?
So what did you do?
I dressed nice. Oh, and I was so happy because, oh my God, these nerds, holy shit. They got, like, messed up hair. They smell like ass. I'm like, dude. And, I mean, there weren't many girls out there, but for the few that were there, you don't want to smell like a little barnyard pig and stuff, you know?
Yeah, did you stuff your pants?
Shut up. Why the fuck would I stuff my pants?
You gotta show your package.
No, but there was a little... drama this weekend. On Friday, one of the Japanese companies had a little presentation, and they had a fighting game come out that was more sexual. Like, the girls had big, big breastises, and they bounce in the game. And but it's been like this since the 90s. This company's done the same shit. But the American side was all angry. They're like, oh, we don't... These aren't our core values and stuff like that, but...
What are our core values?
Well, you look at games like Mortal Kombat, where literally you can rip people's spines out and, like, beat them with it online, and so...
Get over here!
Yeah, it was just some goofy-ass shit, but, no, it was funny. Like, what's worse, sex or violence?
Yeah, what is worse, sex or violence?
Yeah, I mean, in America, we think sex is worse, because sex makes babies.
Well, see, that's the funny part, right? Like, most Asian families were, we're not afraid of the ding-ding or penis. I remember growing up, and then we had this this man with a barrel wrapped around him. You ever seen this little, like, statue? And you lift up the barrel, and his hard-ass penis, like, bing!
Why would you lift up a barrel on a man wearing a barrel? What were you expecting?
No. This is like a common Filipino thing. I'm going to post this. It's awesome.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, common things when we're growing up, you know, big giant spoons and forks on hanging on the wall, pictures of Jesus, who apparently is white, those ding-ding men with the barrel.
So, from what I've learned today about the Philippines, it's a... We're super religious. You got giant spoons and men with hard-ons in barrels.
Oh, yeah. We're not afraid of the ding-ding. I mean, come on. I mean, you're definitely not afraid of the ding-ding because your ding-ding is very big.
Don't worry about me and my junk. You know, I don't know if I want to go to the Philippines anymore now.
I mean, like, the funny thing is, right, even in Japan, right, like, we're really used to being naked around each other. Like, some of their relaxation time is what they call a bath time or onsen time. And you just are taking a shower with, like, lots of other dudes.
Yeah, but it was very strange at first.
In the beginning, yeah. But now it's all like, hey!
Oh, man. But, yeah, this was a fun weekend for me. I mean, getting to see all these video games. I didn't get to see any ding-ding, so I'm going to call that a win in my book.
Oh, well, I'll show you my ding-ding.
No, please don't.
But, I'll put a barrel.
But yeah, we did get to spend Valentine's Day together, the three of us. That was not depressing at all for me. My initial plan was to hit the streets and just pick up on all the girls crying because they ain't got a man.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? So Japan has Valentine's Day, and then next week is White Day.
No, next month.
Oh, next month. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Next month is White Day, and...
So Valentine's Day, the girls give chocolates to the men, and it's kind of like their confession. They're like, oh, I like you, here you go. And men ain't got to do shit out here. It is the most, like, as a foreigner, you feel like it's a trap. You know, oh, yeah, I'm just going to take all the presents from you and not have to do nothing. I made that mistake my first year out here. I was dating somebody a little crazy. And I didn't know. So on Valentine's, I brought her all these chocolates, and I took her to dinner and stuff. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's Valentine's Day. A month later, on White Day, which is the day men are supposed to reciprocate those feelings, I didn't do shit, and oh, I got in so much goddamn trouble.
You got tore a new one?
Yeah, a little bit. You remember that.
Yeah. She was a little, she was something else, that girl.
Hey, crazy's how I go, you know, apparently. I got a type.
Yeah.
But, no, it was interesting, so there weren't as many couples out as I expected to be, but I had a good time. I mean, ate that awesome, awesome Chinese food, and I think we got a couple drinks and stuff, so it was all good for me. I mean, and then I found out the damn Chinese restaurant. I got another branch of it across the street from me.
Yeah, so the original restaurant's right across the street, huh? Somewhere.
Yeah. But what's funny is out here, dude, there's, like, men who are protesting against Valentine's Day. And it's like, they're salty. It's like, we didn't get no chocolates.
Yep, and they're like, I'm going to walk between couples' hands.
Yeah, so they purposely, like, walk between people and, like, separate them, like, if they're holding hands and stuff. Dude, I wish they would do some shit like that to me.
If they did that to you, they'd be clotheslined.
Do some pro wrestling.
Decapitated.
But it's funny, like, some of the shit that gets protested out here. But, I mean, I guess that's just a part of the culture, part of the life.
Well, that's only a few of them, right? Like, most people really like Valentine's Day, White Day. In Korea, it even has a Black Day. But it's not what you think. It's not what you think.
You know who hates Valentine's Day? My goddamn family. If we are single on Valentine's Day back in the States, oh my god, we just want to fight couples. Especially those bastards who are like, oh, sending flowers and shit to their loved ones at work and stuff. You want to just take that shit and burn it in front of them. It's like, you think you better than me? I'll fight all of you guys up in here.
Yeah, but how much do you think people spend on Valentine's Day?
Out here?
No, back home.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. If you're a man who wants sex, you're at least dropping a few hundred.
Damn. I mean, it's funny, like, every other day, flowers, roses are super, like, affordable. On this one particular day, it's, what, like, 10 times the price?
Hey, it's that premium economy, though. But, I mean,
for women, supply and demand, yeah.
It's a little easier for women, though. They buy something sexy, and it's like, oh, there's your present, men. But us, we gotta buy, like, necklaces, chocolate, teddy bears, all this shit.
Yeah, but women, the world, it makes the world go round, you know? Like, they know. They know,
they know. They have the power. We perceive to have the power, but we don't.
He-Man didn't have it right.
It was all about his cousin or whatever, She-Ra.
Yeah, it was all about She-Ra.
But no, man, so... The only thing good is I ain't gotta buy nobody chocolate for White Day. I ain't gotta worry about that shit right now. Kind of depressing, but hey, we were worried about that. But, yeah, fuck Valentine's Day.
All right.
I'm gonna say it.
So tell me more about this evil Japan. Like, anything interesting over there?
Well, the mayor is all a part of this. He was trying to, because esports, you know, everyone's trying to make esports a thing now. Korea gets so much money from this shit, so it was pretty neat. I got to see a lot of people who I watch stream and play fighting games online and stuff like that at other tournaments, and a lot of fools from Vegas came through, some people who went to school with people I went to school with, so got to party pretty hard this weekend, you know.
Damn.
That's why I only got 2 days of dieting done, but I'm proud, because in the past, like, year or two, I haven't got any days of dieting done, so... But, yeah, it was in this big, giant convention hall, and there were a few issues. Like, they got a lot of things to fix. Like, there wasn't enough, like, water and stuff in the event. I mean, it was close to convenience stores, but they need more vendors. They need more, like, people selling food and stuff, because a lot of the people who are coming from overseas don't speak Japanese, and we're whining about that, but... I enjoyed myself. It was this, you know, I didn't think I'd get that excited, you know, watching this tournament go on, but I was losing my goddamn mind. Like, every day, like, both days I went, I came home at, like, midnight or later. Ooh, excuse me. So, yeah, I had a good-ass time.
But, did you see any hotties there? Was it like was it like Comic-Con? Were there, like, boobies hanging out and stuff? Like,
You had a few, like, literally, like, four or five just girls that were paid to be there dressing... You know, character costumes, but I don't really care about that stuff.
Man. Oh, don't lie.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Be like, hey, girl, who's working? You go holler at me? Like, hell nah. I go out there, I'm going to nerd out and look at games, but I still dressed up. Still, like, wore a collared shirt and, you know, made sure I was smelling good and stuff, but, you know, what the hell I'm gonna do? You know, it's like trying to hit on a bartender. You know, they get that shit every day, so I don't waste my time.
Well, didn't someone write a song about that?
What was it? T-Pain? Oh, no, I'm thinking of I'm in love with the stripper.
He was also in love with the bartender.
Oh, he was going to buy her a drink. But, no, it was cool. I hope more events like that come to Fukuoka. I got to take some people out to eat some of the local cuisine. You know, I was trying to get to network a little bit, but a lot of those fools didn't seem too interested, you know, in giving up the stuff they've earned to, like, work so hard to do. So I was like, oh, well, you know. It was, I learned a lot. I had fun, so it was good for me. But, we'll see how it goes. But, speaking of, you know, stuff back home, I heard, Uncle Trump, he's, like, not guilty.
Yeah, everyone was thinking he was gonna get impeached, like, this was the thing, and, you know.
I just hate that all this stuff, it's been, like, years of this shit, and it goes, and it just kind of fizzles out. You know, what was the same thing? Hillary had the same shit with her... What was it? Benghazi and shit. They did all this stuff. It was like, oh, nope, not guilty. And it's just, that's it.
I think the news cycle moves too fast, though. Like, there's just so... Everyone's just inundated with all this, like, news. So, it's just on to the next big thing, you know?
You don't have time to observe... absorb the stories anymore.
Yeah, and I think before, like, any kind of scandal would be, like, totally played out, and then people have to pay for it, you know? But now it's just like, you just gotta wait it out.
Oh, yeah. You know, forget in like a week or so. We've gotten to like the Twitter mentality. you know, after a good hour or two, it's pretty much done. But no, hopefully America can get its shit together. I mean, I know they're in a state of emergency now to get that border wall up, which that shit's going to be just ridiculous to see the outcome and everybody whining and bitching and stuff. And people wonder why I stay in Japan.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, geez. Man, America's going to go through a lot of things in the next, like, what, 10 years, I think. You know, like, a lot of people are going to start to lose their jobs to AI, and, I mean...
We either evolve or we get left behind, I guess.
Yeah, but that's good. That's a pretty big problem, though. So I'm not sure, like, how we're all going to get by, you know?
As long as there's nobody taking over our podcast, you know, before we can get up to our 13th member, you know, I'll be good with that.
Yeah, it'll be all right, though. We'll still be bringing you, you know, FFG content, no yes, matter what.
Trying to make it the best we can and shit.
Yep.
But, no, it was weird, because, like, with all this stuff going on and thinking of all the betrayals and stuff that happened, you know what I realized? I've been betrayed by both my parents before, and, you know, I'm surprised I'm not more scarred.
What do you mean? Like,
well, let's talk about my pops, right? Yeah. My dad, he was a hard ass. And the funny thing is like, me and him always butted heads as a kid all the fucking time, just fighting with that fool, right? And then I think one day when I was like 9 or 10, you know, mom had to go to work, and he was like, it was me and him, just free for the day. And so she was like, hey, you guys clean up this house before we get home, you know? I'm like, all right. And then my dad's like, I gotta go run some errands, boy, you wanna come with? I was like, all right. And we had the best Father Sunday. We went and got some good food. We watched like a Steven Seagal movie. Like, we did some shopping. Like, we came home, we were best friends. I'm like, wow, I never thought I'd see this day with my dad. And we came home at like 5 or 6 at night. And guess what? Mom's in there waiting for us. And I'm like, oh, hey, mom, you know, welcome home. And she pissed. She's like, why isn't this house clean? And I was like, oh, damn, I forgot all about that. And I look at my dad, and he looks at me, and he's like, yeah, Anthony, why isn't this house clean? I'm like,
sold you out.
He sold me out. And when my mom walked away, he was like, I'm sorry, son, but you'll heal quickly. And I'm like, oh,
you under the bus.
Right? Man, it was, you couldn't even be mad, though. But it was so funny how quickly he did that stuff. He just turned on me in a second. I was like, oh, I never forgave you for that. It was hilarious. He ain't never done no stuff to that my sister like that, though.
Your sister would probably murder him, though.
I know. He was just, the demonic powers. I think she hypnotized him, you know, at a young age. Her dragon breath just scared him into submission. He was like, nope, I ain't gonna do that no more.
Damn, but your life is kind of like a sitcom. Like, Asian families, we don't have those kind of, like, sentimental, like, I love you or, like, bonding moments. Like,
I just told you how my dad left me to die by my mother.
Our parents, like, there's no, like, things like that. It's more like, did you do the math homework? Good job.
Well, I mean, I had to do homework, too, or else I'd get my ass whooped all day. Yeah. See, that was the worst thing. Like, when the report card came through, it was weird because, you know, your parents will snitch. Yeah. You know, after they whoop your ass, I would get calls from my aunties, and, you know...
They would beat your ass, too?
Oh, God. I mean, it was like Asian kids cry over A-. Like, my family was like, why are you getting a C? And I was like, so, I was just an A and B student. I'm like, if I keep it there, you know, my 1B was in PE because I didn't want to run for goddamn shit.
Damn, even back then, huh?
Hey, don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I hate running myself.
Oh, no.
Unless I'm carrying on TV. And
is that, you can't be saying shit like that and claiming you want to be black now.
So I was telling someone that I wanted to start a fitness company called Hooligan Fitness. What do you think?
Hooligan Fitness?
Yeah.
Are you going to make, like, the mascot black?
No.
Okay, just making sure. You know?
I'm just saying, you know.
It sounds like a cool name out here, but, you know, back in the States, people would be like, why the fuck are you going to... Who wants to work out with a hooligan?
Just hooligans are just people who do bad things, you know?
Exactly. So who wants to work out with people who do bad things?
I'm just saying, they're fast, you know?
That's like Hooligan Olympics or Hooligan, like, runners. Like,
Hooligan Olympics. At least the TVs are flat screens now, so, like, it's a little bit easier.
They can double fist them. Yeah. Oh, man. Have your parents ever, like, betrayed you like that in any way? Like, left you out cold?
Unfortunately, Asian parents don't really do much communicating with their kids, so there's no betrayal. Yeah. I mean...
Nope, my mother's betrayal. That one. That one got me because she has a dark side, too, but you don't see it as much. You know, as you know, my sister, the demon... You know, my one crowning achievement is that I've never punched my sister. I know some siblings that beat the shit out of each other. But my mom told me when I was young, she's like, you can't hit women. And I was like, all right, that makes sense, I guess. So to get back at my sister, I'd always, like, eat her food in the fridge. But no, there was a science to it. You don't eat it all. You just take, like, a big, giant bite out of it, and then you wrap it up in the shape it was before, so... By the time she, like, gets to work or school or something, you get this random-ass phone call like, Anthony, what did you do? So one day, I was just in college, and I worked all day, and I came home, and, you know, the demon, she was out there chasing me down. She's like, why did you eat my sandwich? And I'm like, I didn't eat your sandwich. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And she's chasing me around the house, and, you know, I don't want to run just when I get home. And then I look to the kitchen, and what do I see? My mom crying. She's laughing so hard she can't breathe. Spotting boogers. And I was like, Mama, was that you? And she couldn't even lie. She was laughing so goddamn hard. I was like, betrayed again. I almost died that day.
Oh, damn. That reminds me. Yeah, my mom betrayed me once.
Uh-oh.
We were at this, like, family party. And I'm known for, like, sharts. You guys know what a shart is?
What is a shart?
It's when you try to, like, fart really loudly, but then a little or a lot comes out. And that is a shart. And basically, like we were at this party, and it was, like, full, and then, like, the music all went down, and there was, like, this sound and smell. And my mom just turns to me, she goes, Carl! And I'm like... Huh? And it wasn't me. I even checked. I even put my finger down my ass.
Oh, my, like, God.
It wasn't me. I thought, you know, sometimes I just let's go. But yeah,
oh, God.
It was my mom. So
oh. Yeah,
that's one of the times she betrayed me. But, you know, better me than her, right? So
hey, my mom did that to a cat.
A cat.
A cat. When she was, like, first dating my dad, I guess they were, like, kicking it in their house, and. You know, she loves cats. She's a cat person. You know, had the cat on the bed. And then, I guess my dad smelled something. He's like, what the hell made that funk? And he's looking at the cat. He's like, oh, hell no. So he scoots the cat off the bed, you know, thinking everything's safe. Cat comes back later. Bam, once again, he's like, oh, Jesus, this unholy smell. I guess he threw the cat outside.
Oh,
and
man.
He's cussing at the cat. Not like he didn't hurt the cat, but apparently he was, you old stanky motherfucker. He's like, I'd shoot you right now, blah, 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 blah. And he turns around, and my mom's laughing again.
Oh,
she can't
man.
Breathe. She done let the cat take the blame. You know, this poor cat's traumatized from having this giant police officer threatening. And she's just there dying. Because, you know, women don't fart.
Yep. It's amazing, though. Like, do you remember, like, when you're first dating someone, you don't, like, fart near them, not in front of them? Like, do you even use the bathroom, you know, at their house or something?
You go outside to the convenience store or something.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I gotta go buy some milk real quick.
Do you guys want something to drink? Like,
yeah. But you're married now, so how does that go with you?
Oh, man, I just let it rip.
No way. I've never done that. I don't like doing that in front of women.
You've never Dutch oven anyone?
Uh-uh. Nope. Uh-uh.
For anyone who's not familiar with the Dutch oven, Tucker will tell you what it is.
It's when you're in bed and you fart and then you wrap the covers over your their head so they can't get out and they gotta stick in with it. My dad used to do that in the car. He'd roll up the windows and lock them with the, like, child lock safety.
That's inhumane.
Oh, God. No. Dude, farting, for me, that's the biggest turnoff. I had an ex who did that, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to just go walk. I was the fittest thing, because she would do that. I'm like, I need to go outside and get away from you.
Oh, but wow, a girl would do that in front of you? That's amazing.
Oh, I know it's not. I hated it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to think about it, especially since I don't do it. I don't punish nobody like that.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. And then they want to, like, kiss you and stuff. And it's like, no, you disgusting right now. Like, don't want your brop. All right, give me a kiss. Mm-mm, nope. You got the plague right now. You need to stay the hell away from me.
Yeah, but everything is natural, you know. Like, she's sharing everything with you.
That is oversharing where I come from. I don't need none of that. I'm good with just, you know, walking to the convenience store while they're here. I like that. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm a shallow individual.
I guess so.
Yes, but, you know, shit is what it is, I guess.
Everyone, in about a month, I'm going to have to make this up, so I better figure out what to get on White Day. Even the sound of it, White Day. Jeez.
Kind of racist.
Yeah.
So what happened? What did you do? You didn't get, like, any chocolates or a teddy bear or nothing?
Yeah, she's saying, like, we're from America, man. So, like, yeah.
You gotta follow America. Well, so you tried to play the foreigner card.
Yeah, I played the foreigner card. But then, like, the reason she's really mad is since last year I didn't get her anything either. Even on Valentine's or White Day. So
oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm just bad.
You better not forget your damn anniversary. I mean, you will be playing bingo right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just bad.
It's all right. I remember my dad fucking up, like, with shit like that back in the day, too. I mean, So you're gonna have to, like, double down.
Yep, double down hard. Figure it out. So, I mean, we'll see.
You could, yeah. I mean, this is when I appreciate the single life. I get to spend my money on me to dry my tears.
I guess that's the problem too. I still spend my money on me.
Oh man,
I'm like the worst husband, boyfriend, person in the whole world.
Oh, Merry Christmas! I'll buy me gifts and you buy me gifts. It works out.
Yeah,
I did the math.
Yeah, I'm pretty selfish, man. It's pretty terrible.
It's all right, as long as you know, right? As long as you know.
That's the worst though. Like, I don't know. I guess if I know, I should do something about it. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. For now, you will. I mean, you might have an out since you guys are going to be moving next month, right?
Yeah. Wow, it's. I'm going to be one of those, like, mortgage holding people.
A homeowner?
Yeah, not a homo. Homeowner.
I mean,
not that there's anything wrong with it. Like, I mean, if I was, you know, that way, I would be really attracted to you. You
know? I don't want you attracted to me.
Why?
That's the most depressing thing. It's like, oh, I'm out here being single, but men love you. Like, shit, all right, suicide in the near future.
You're a good-looking guy.
Oh, I know that. I just got to lose a couple thousand pounds.
I see you for what you are. I see within.
Oh, you see within?
And you're packing that.
Man, if you don't stop talking about that, these dozens of people don't want to hear about
this. I'm not talking about your junk. I'm talking about your, like, guns.
The guns? I've been post-surgery for 4 months now. Like, I haven't lifted over, like, 20 pounds with my right arm. My guns are, you know, disassembled right now.
Well, you have buns. So that's
pretty good. Please stop looking at me in a sexual way.
I'm not looking at you sexual. I'm just admiring you.
Our podcast career at episode 6. You know, we made it real far. Sorry, Joe Rogan. We didn't want to take you over.
Yeah. But, man, podcasting, it's getting pretty interesting. Like, advertisers are starting to notice that, like, the long form or podcasts are really viable places to advertise. Like,
oh yeah, it's cool.
The conversion's really good. So,
I mean, if we got enough money, would you be down to do, like, more podcasts per week?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I would be down to just do more podcasts if you had more interesting things to say.
Yes, we're sorry if you guys are asleep right now. We just there's only so much things that happen to us in a week.
Yeah,
I guess we'd have to just do more crazy shit.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about that whole pink bikini thing, and our friend told us about that elephant that I got a present from Lawton.
Oh.
So I'm thinking maybe I'll just wear that pink elephant, but then I was trying to think that I'd have to shave my nuts.
He's talking about underwear in the shape of an elephant for the man's ding-ding to go through. That's just because people are going to be like, the fuck? Yeah, oh, I don't have, you know, I got a note from my doctor. My uncle said if I wear a pink bikini, he'll disown me, so for those reasons, I'll just, you know, do the before and after pics. I don't want my uncle to not love me.
Well, it doesn't have to be pink. You can do the yellow one.
I don't want a fucking bikini. Just give me... Wait, we just do a shirt.
A mankini, okay? Well, it's all right.
Oh, God, I'm not doing it. I'm going to quit.
Nah, you'll be okay.
No, I'm really excited. Yeah, it's... Well, these these weekly evaluations, weekly updates on just the stuff that we've promised that we haven't come through with. It's trying to keep us honest.
It's building.
I know. I mean, we're working hard. I mean, if you guys could have seen the amount of shit we were dealing with like a couple hours ago.
Oh, I was about to smash my computer, Tucker's computer. I was gonna but I don't live here, and then Tucker's a really big dude, so you know, I just have to calm down.
Yeah, we got like 80 cables on the floor. We got the like we said, the mic stands, the black and gold mic stands, the original recorder, and we couldn't get shit to work.
Not one thing. So we had to revert back to how we were recording, but at least we got the gold mic working. And Tucker's voice sounds pretty golden.
Yes, we're going to have my my jazz CD come out with the compilations with Kenny G on there.
Yeah, and you know what sucks is like we've gotten all this feedback on our episodes, and it's like, best episode yet. It's really, really good, super funny. Tucker has a nice voice. I'm like, hey, what about me?
I didn't get to see those comments.
They're like, oh, Anthony's really funny. Yo. I'm pretty like gremlin voice, you know, like, come on.
Hey, you just gotta let them hear you do some karaoke, and then they'll really understand and appreciate.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, it's all good.
All you haters. All you Mike Tyson voiced haters.
Hey, Mike Tyson gets love now. That fool makes mad money now.
Oh yeah, dude, Mike Tyson's all up in that CBD game, man.
He's CBD?
Cannabis, like, so he's one of the biggest exporters of, or biggest growers of marijuana now, right? He's gonna have this ranch that he's putting together where you can smoke weed with Mike Tyson.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, you know?
Man, I've never done marijuana.
Never?
I've never smoked weed or any of that.
Oh, stuff. Me too.
Oh, wait. Spider sense is tingling right here.
Yeah, I live in Japan, so therefore we have never smoked weed.
Well, I mean, in America, they can't get mad at you for shit you did in the past if you did.
Hey, what's their saying in Japan? Mm-hmm. Once a criminal, always a criminal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we got that saying in America, no snitching.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out. But, I mean, it's pretty much illegal all over the world, right? So,
not really. I think Amsterdam's famous for.
Oh yeah, yeah. Illegal. Amsterdam and I guess all the Asian countries, like they'll murder you, like they'll kill you if you bring that stuff in there. So, if you're planning to go to Japan, like Thailand and other places, leave the weed at home.
Yes, don't send that shit through the mail.
Yep.
But so what's coming up in the next week for you, other than?
Basically, I have a whole bunch of paperwork to fill out, so I'm gonna have to go to like to the bank and sign my life away, and then from then on, we'll figure it all out. Yeah. But
yeah, nothing much going on over here. I got a date Wednesday.
Nice.
So hopefully, I won't screw that up.
You'll never screw it up. You'll just screw her.
Oh, shut up. I'll get to show off my 4-day dieting body.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But, yeah. So that's about it for me, man. So
yeah, same here. We'll catch you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right.
You guys have a good one. Peace out.
Peace.